Parshas Re'e. We're all familiar with Parshas Re'e. Makriyas HaTeira. On Yom Tovim, on the Shalosh Regalim. Kol HaBechor, Sheyivol HaBechor, Kol HaBechor, and Amol, on the Shalosh Regalim, we start from Asat HaAsat. So I wanted to talk about the connection between, a little bit, the part of Asat HaAsat. It's not Stam, we can't break up the Psukim, we need more Psukim, so we Stam Asat HaAsat. Asat HaAsat is an appropriate Haskhala to the parasha of Mayadim that's over here, specifically in the parasha of Re'eh. And I wanted to discuss, first, the parasha of the Regalim, and what's unique about the parasha of Regalim over here in this parasha, and how that impacts what I think the connection between Asa to Asa that is. If we look at the parasha of Regalim in Parashas Re'eh, we find something very unique. First of all, Chlal, we find that the parasha of Regalim is very different than the parasha of Parashas Emor. There's a parasha of Regalim in Parashas Emor, and there's a parasha of Regalim in Parashas Re'eh. One thing that's very unique about the parasha of Regalim in Re'eh, different than in Parashas Emor, which is something that might be unrelated to what we're saying, is that in Parashas Emor state, it says, in the parasha of Regalim, it says, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Afterwards. And over here, it starts Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. Whereas in the parasha of Re'eh, all we have is the Shalosh Regalim. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Anate. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Anate. So, Bichlal, as an understanding of that, the Rufutna has in the Sefer in Pachat Yitzchak, that the truth is that Sukkos has a dual identity. Sukkos is one of the Shalosh Regalim. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Sukkos is also a Hemshech of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So, in the parasha of Emor, we feature the Hemshech, which is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkos. And over here, the pasuk is featuring Sukkos as an independent chag. Okay, that's one interesting difference. But what we do see over here, and which is what is very kemat throughout Sefer Devarim, we find this phenomenon. But the phenomenon is that the entire parasha is written b'loshin yochid. It's not written b'loshin rab. Shomer es chodesh ha'aviv v'asiso pesach l'Hashem alekecha ki b'chodesh ha'aviv v'tziyachah Hashem alekecha mimitzrayim loyla. Everything is b'loshin yochid. If you look back in Parashas Emor, you'll find that the whole parasha is in b'loshin rab. Everything is Lashon Rab. Halloy Dovarhu. We have a parsha of Moedim that's the Lashon Rab and a parsha of Moedim that's the Lashon Yochid. Halloy Dovarhu. That is something to comment on. Okay. The Ramban tells us that there are two reasons. Okay? There are two reasons for this second parasha. There's a bichlal question. Why do we need a second parasha of Moedim? What do we need it for? The Ramban says there are two mitzvahs in the parasha of Moedim in Re'eh that are not in the parasha of Emor. The mitzvah is the mitzvah of Yeroi Kol Zechurcha, the mitzvah of Re'iyah, and the mitzvah of Chagiga. The mitzvah of Simchas HaChag, and the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rega. Yeah. And those are the two mitzvahs that are not present in Emor, but they are present in Parshas Re'eh. That's from Fashtein. First of all, why they're in Parshas Re'eh and not in Parshas Emor. And what quality about these two mitzvahs do we have that seemingly places them here over anywhere else? And perhaps by understanding that, we can come back to understand what Asat HaAsat is. And why Asad HaAsar is Hakdama to specifically this parasha of Mayim. The Gemara tells us Gemara in Chagiga, and there's a Gemara in Mayakot. Let's first start with the Gemara in Chagiga. With the Gemara in Chagiga talking about the Mishnah of who's Chayiv in Re'iyah and who's not Chayiv in Re'iyah. And the Gemara, the Mishnah brings, there are certain people that have occupations that cause them not to smell so good. And the Mela, they can't go up to be Oyla Regel. Why can't they go up to be Oyla Regel? They can't go up to be Oyla Regel because the Oylam has to go up Yeroeh Kol Zechurcha. It has to be that it has to be the picture of Kol Zechurcha. But the Lamashal, the Burski, the Tanner, or the people that have an occupation that people are going to walk away from them. They're not going to walk with them. Since they're not going to walk with them, it's not the picture of Yeroeh Kol Zechurcha. Not the picture of Yeroeh Kol Zechurcha. So they're parted from Re'iyah. They're parted from Re'iyah. Those people are parted from Re'iyah. As I state, Mishnah and Chagigah and Gemara. Nocha halocha. In the midst of Simcha Sachag. In the Gemara Mayakotin, Daf Yud Dalet. The Gemara Mayakotin tells us a fascinating thing. The Gemara Mayakotin talks about Avelus being Doichi Yomtev. And the Gemara says, like this. Ovel Einu Noyeg Avelusa B'Regel. Shenema B'Somachta B'Chagach. Frek the Gemara. An Ovel doesn't do, that is not Noyeg Avelus on Yomtev. I'll state v'samachta b'chagecha. That's the mitzvah of what? In Uzra Parasha. Of simcha sachag. V'samachta b'chagecha. Right, this mitzvah is a gewaltige mitzvah. You know, the person, what does a person have to do for simcha sachag? A person has to, for himself, the Gemara says, he's yayin and bosa. Ain't simcha l'bosa v'yayin. The Rashi lo, if it's yayin, dafki yayin of the karbonis, of the stam bosa. What do you put for children? For children, if I give, toys. And what do you buy for your wife? You have to buy an article of clothes, begadim mekuvas, something the Gemara tells us. You have to buy jewelry, a begadim, nice things for yomtiv. It's a mitzvah for simcha sachag. Avishteidah, avelus is not doicha simcha sachag. Correct you, Gemara. I avelus b'mei korahu. If it's avelus that he already was an avel, osi asei d'rabim v'dochi asei v'yoch. The reason why avelus is doicha, is nitcha, from yomtiv is why? Because Yomtiv, the Simcha of Yomtiv is a Simcha de Rabbin. And the Avelus is a personal Avelus of the Yochid. So what is the Pashup Shat in the Gemara? Pashup Shat in the Gemara is, when a person has Avelus, there's only one person in Avelus. It's Yomtiv, the whole Klal Yisrael has Yomtiv. So everyone has the mitzvah of Simcha Sachag, that's why it's called the mitzvah de Rabbin. Right? And that's Pashup, how Rashi learns. If you look at the Rach, the Rach says a very interesting pshat. He says, what does it mean that it's a mitzvah for the rabbi? What does it mean it's a mitzvah of the rabbi simcha sachag? Zok the Rach. Rach says as Ein avelus meheges b'regel. The I avelus meikora d'hocholo alei osi asei di rabbin v'samachta b'chagecho. Here comes the comment. Dehi simcha liyisrael kuloi. V'doch ase di yochid. The kol shkein avelus, the regel avelus, the kam, it wasn't chalya. So what is the Rach saying? The Rach is saying that it's not the pshat that more people have the mitzvah of simcha sachag. But simcha sachag, what's the loshin? The word is, dehi simchas, it's the simcha of all of Yisrael together as one. Simcha li Yisrael kula. Thus haste, Simcha sachag is a simcha de rabbim. It's not say de rabbim, not that more people are involved, but the picture of simcha sachag is everyone together. It's klal Yisrael ba'achdus. It's a simcha of klal Yisrael kula. It's not more parts. It's the It's the totality of Klal Yisrael has a simcha. If the totality of Klal Yisrael has a simcha, so that's doicha, anyone's individual avos. And that's the pshat, the samachta b'chagecha, and achto, vincho, vitecho, avdecho, v'amoscho, v'alevi, v'ager, v'amasecho, v'alevi, v'ager, v'yosem, v'almona, asher, v'sharecha. What's the pshat in that? It's not the pshat, this one has a mitzvah, this one has a mitzvah. The Torah says, everyone together has to have the mitzvah together. That's how the Rach is learning of the Gemara. Chum techos. That these two mitzvahs of Simchas HaChag and Aliyah L'Regel have a very unique quality. The quality that they have is, it's the entity of Klal Yisrael together, the Simcha. It's the entity of Klal Yisrael together being Oil L'Regel. Aliyah L'Regel has to be the picture of one, everyone together. The picture of Simchas HaChag is a picture of everyone together, the Sesama together. And that's Mechaira, the connective link between these two mitzvahs that the Rambam tells us are not in the mitzvah of, not in the parasha of Emor, but they're in the parasha of Re'eh. What's Ephes the Taka in the parasha of Re'eh? It's a very interesting pesach. There's a gra that tells us something that one would think is the exact opposite. He says the following thing. The Torah, when the Torah speaks the Lashon Rabin, it's very different than when the Torah talks the Lashon Yachid. Das heißt, if Klal Yisrael is being addressed the Lashon Rabin, it's different than when Klal Yisrael is being addressed the Lashon Yachid. What's the difference? Zok Degra, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks the Lashon Rabin, he's speaking to the multitudes of people. He's speaking the Lashon Rabin, so he's speaking to many people. But many people as individuals. They're not one unit. I mean, they're bad some one unit, but when he's addressing them as many people. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Klal Yisrael, the Lashon Yochid, he's speaking to Klal Yisrael in totality. He's speaking to the body which is Klal Yisrael, to the Klal Yisrael, the Echad. That's the idea that the Gra puts forth. And indeed, L'chayre, that's really the reason why the parsha of Re'eh, the parsha of the Sefer of Devarim, is mostly the Lashon Yachid. Because we know that the Sefer of Devarim is unique, very different than this, all the others, the four of the Sefarim, in that the Sefer of Devarim is said by Arvei Smayim. It's said, and in fact, Re'eh is the parsha. It's the parsha where we talk about how the bracha of Atlala, the beginning of the parsha, the Sefer of Devarim is Klal Yisrael congealing together, becoming one as a unit. It's the parsha. It's the sefer of Ba'arvei Smayah of Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael Arevim Zev Lozev. In fact, the Ramban tells us that the sefer, the first for the morality, is Ma'arichin very much. The sefer of Dvorim is closer to the Mekabel and further from the Noisim, whereas the other four Sforim are closer to the Noisim and further from the Gamel. And that's why the sefer of Dvorim is the Lashon Moshe. It's in Moshe's Lashon. It's Klal Yisrael becoming one. That's the reason why these two mitzvahs are here and not anywhere else. And that's why this parasha is the Lashon Yachid. Because the parasha is speaking to Klal Yisrael as a unit. The parasha is speaking to Klal Yisrael as the unit of Klal Yisrael. But these two mitzvahs are the mitzvah to the unit. These two mitzvahs are specifically the mitzvah of to Klal Yisrael as a unit. There's an interesting ha'ara from the Gra. And you'll tell me it's an Irish Hashanah, but it's not such an Irish Hashanah. We know that in the mitzvah of Stoker, steht Posoyach Tiftach. You have to open up your hand. Posoyach Tiftach. What steht in Chazal? Why is it a double Lashon Posoyach Tiftach? Afilu Esa Po'amim. Afilu Esa Po'amim. Even 100 times a guy comes back, right? Yeah, you have to give him something. If he's an Oni, you have to give him Stoker. Yeah? Ki Posoyach Tiftach Es Yod Chaloi. Yeah? Bahabe Tabi Pena. Any time the pasuk tells us, these are nasay titein, shenachal nasay titein, afilu esed pamim the Gemara says. Kultas etas. What do we say? We don't say afilu esapong. What do we say? Aser. This field should disash. You should become rich. What's the pshat? Should be afilu esapong. So you can turn around and you can tell me, no, how can it be esapong? You won't have anything left. You'll have no money left if you keep meistering everything. You'll if you afilu esapong, so you're stuck. That's what I'll be going shteit hazoy. I'm going shteit hazoy. Be'etzem. There's a din of al-asa pe'asa. Really, it should say afilu esapong. Really, it should be 100 times. You should do 10 times, 100 times. Obviously, it's not shaykh. It's not shaykh because the Gemara says ayim avazves, al yavazves yosim mechaim. You're not allowed to give more than 20%. So how could it be afilu esapong? Teretz says aser v'sfil shetisasha. If you'll take ma'isa, you'll get rich. You'll get rich. It'll takavi afilu esapong. You could even do it more times. Azoy shteikin grum. Thus the pshat and aser to aser. That Chazal changed its lashon, Aser b'shvil shetisasha. But I want to discuss, and we discussed Baisa and Sostaka, and Mamash in the weeks of the Shiva, the Nechemta, and we know that Shteit, Tzion v'mishpat tifodeh, v'shaveh b'tztaka. V'shaveh b'tztaka is the pshat that we're going to come back, v'mishpat will be tifodeh, or v'shaveh, how will we come back? We'll come back through tztaka. We'll be able to come back to through tztaka. It's brought from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer writes that the goalus of Edom in a way is going to be easier than the goalus of Mitzrayim because the Geula is going to come out. It's easy. It's not such a hard thing to do. To stock, it's not such a hard thing to give stock, and that a person can that a person's Geula can be much more easily attained in this Geula over the Geula in Mitzrayim. So I wanted to share with you a little bit. What the Rambam says, some things we didn't cover in the Rambam, and having to do with this parasha, the parasha, and I'd like to share with you a little bit a machshava that I had today while I was looking at it. La'olam ein adam me'oni min hatzdaka. A person will never become poor from giving stock. If a person is merachim, the merachim on him. If a person is an achzori, the ain merachim yesh lochus liyachsu. If a person is an achzori and is not merachim on people to get stoka. Wechayshid for his yichus, that he's not a yid. She'eino achzoriyes mitzuya elu ba'akum. Shenema achzori heima v'lo yirachma. V'chol Yisrael v'hanilva aleihem ke'achim. And all of Klal Yisrael. And v'hanilva aleihem ke'achim. Heim shenema, they're all like brothers. Bonim atem la'ashem alekeichim. Klal Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael are brothers. How are they brothers? Val shtet yipasik bonim atev l'Hashem alekeichem. That says, we're all bonim. If we're all bonim, so we're brothers. V'im lo yirachim ha'ach al ha'ach. If a brother is not going to be merachim on a brother, mi yirachim alav. Who else will be merachim on the brother? Ulemi yaniya Yisrael noisim eineyem. Who should Klal Yisrael look to? Ha'la'akum shesoyin yinoisam, v'roifin achreim, or ein eineyem tluyais elala'acheyem. Zokti damam shvera verte. Kol hamalin einov min atztoka harei zed nikra bliyav. If a person is malin ayin from giving tztoka, he's called a bliyav. As a shteik pasuk, there are two things. As a shteik pasuk, this week's parashah. Yishom alucha peni yedover and levacha bliyav lema. It's Perik Tezvav Pasuk Tes. Zokti Rama. Kimoi she nikra oyved akum bliyal. If you look in the all of the Chamisha Chumshe Torah, the word bliyal is only used to describe two things. Most of the time, or every time except for this time, it's used to describe an oyved avay dezer. And over here, it's someone who holds his hand tight and doesn't give to an ami. The the nikra chayte shenema v'kara lecha l'ashem v'achaya b'chachet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu karev l'shavas aniyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was close to the salvation of aniyim. Shenema shavas aniyim at the sushma. L'fichoch tzarech l'hizor b'tzakosom shaharei gris krusu lohem shenema v'ahoye ki yitzak elai v'shamati ki chanan oni. Azoy shteit nirama. Thus haste, that stokho, not giving stokho is the pshat. What is the Rambam saying? It's the same thing as Avodah Zarah. I think. What does the Rambam mean? Talmudic Rambam. Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah. Where's the Rambam getting it? I mean, it's shteit nirama, but where's the Rambam getting it? I think. It's my own machshava. I don't know if it's true. Avodah Zarah is the deniability, is denying HaKadosh Baruch. Not giving stock is denying Klal Yisrael, is denying the Echad that is Klal Yisrael. It's denying that we're Achim. It's denying that we're Bonim Atem Hashem. It's denying this whole concept that we're one Echad. It's denying that we're Blushing Yachim. That's what it is. Yisrael Vayraisi V'Kutshabrich Uchadu. One's Avodah Zarah, one is a denial in HaKadosh Baruch, and one is a denial in the fact that we are one fabric, we're Be'etzem one. And the truth is, it's late, and my time management is very poor. But there are a lot of things I wanted to get in over here. The Arachayim HaKadosh, if you have a chance, in Tesef Tal Va'ami, he speaks about, and I want you to know, there are very few people, and there are people like this, there are people that they encounter, that are like this, but it's a mindset. It's a davar chadash. It's a chiddush when you see it. But it's really a Ramban. The Rechaim Kodesh puts it in. It's really a Ramban. If a person thinks, I have $100,000 in the bank, I'm going to give $10,000 to Zohar. So now I have $90,000 in the bank. Person has to realize in Kesef Tal Va'ami, Shteit Norachayim HaKadosh, an unbelievable word. An unbelievable word. And I should have shut the Rambam. He says, if we're all Bonim, there's a Gemara. And the Gemara says, let's say a person leaves a Yerusha to one of his children and he has 10 children. The Gemara says it's an Umdina that he really meant that he should be an Apotropos. A person doesn't leave his other children without his Yerusha. He lent it to this one because this person is going to be more responsible. This person is going to be the one who's going to dole out the rest of it, is going to give out and know when he should give the money and when he should not give the money. Zokhtar Chayim HaKadosh and Al Shech and Echidah as the Taichis Azoy. Bonim Atem LaHashem Alekeichem is the Pshat. If somebody has more money and somebody has less money, that's Vissen, that when there's a Tzorech, he's your brother. And if he's your brother, what you have is a Yerusha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not yours. What Yemen needs is not yours. You shouldn't think that I have $10,000 less. I'm holding $10,000 for that person. I'm an apotropos on the moment that I'm giving for tzedakah. That's the gisha that a person has to have in Matnas Aniyim. It is a fascinating Rambam. The Rambam goes on over here. And the Rambam says, listen, Rabbi Sai, it gets me nervous when I read this Rambam. Kol anoisin tzedakah lo oni v'seif upon him ro'is. If a person gives mammon to an oni with a distaste, without a smile, begrudgingly he gives the mammon. Uponav kfushos bekarka, and his face is looking down, he's not even looking at the person. Afilu nosan loy elef zehuvim. If a person gives him 1,000 zehuvim, that's not $1,000, 1,000 zehuvim is a lot of money. Ovad Schusoi Vihifsida. The Ram doesn't say you didn't do the biggest mile in stock. Ovad Schusoi Vihifsida. He has absolutely no schus stock. If he doesn't give the stock of the same part of the others, it's a pillow. But the Mefarshim explained that the Pshat is Azoi. Be'etzim, it's not your mama. So the fact that you gave it, you didn't give your mama. You give mama, you're an apotropos on. The only thing you have in stock is the same part of the others. The only thing a person has in stalker is taka to show the honor you save in front of your office. Is to show your achdus with him. Is to show that he's your brother. But in the essence, it's not your mom. And the noisim of the save in front of your office with a simcha. Um is oyin imoy al tzaroso shenamar loy vachisi. And he goes like that. As I state in Rambam. The Ramban says that if a person... Ramban, say for a mitzvah. The Ramban says if a person goes, he decides he's going to go to a chasana. Goes to the chasana and he finds He wasn't sure he was going to go. This chasna, he was going to go with chleis. I don't know what he was going to do. Whatever he was going to do. At a this chasna, there are a bunch of shloris. There are people collecting money. And he knows he has to give skor. He goes out of the chasna. He says, you know, if I wouldn't have gone to the chasna, I would have saved myself $100. Yeah, this one. Zokter Ramban, if a person says that, he's either on the lav of loisa ames as luvavcho. Those are imutz halev. As I state in Ramban, a person is over a lav for saying such a thing. I think that's the hakdom of asatas. The hakdom of asatas to the parasha of this parasha of Moedim is the concept that we're all one, that we're all achim. And asatas is the pshat. That a person might be the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that you're a right apotropos. You're proving that you could be an apotropos. That's fakir. You deserve to have a shefa bracha. You deserve to have a shefa bracha because you realize that it's not only for you. We don't live. You know, a person always asks a kasha. You know, anything, something bad happens to a person. He loses money in the market. He makes a bad investment. He does this. What did I do wrong? And you're supposed to do that. You fast for months, you mash for months. A person always has to think that way, right? But a person he hits it big. He never asks, why the Eibishter make me hit it big? The stomach is a reason why the Eibishter made me hit it big. No, it's good for me. I need it. I know I need it. I have to buy this, I have to buy that. That person never has a kasher. Where to put the money, he knows. But why he took a hit in the market? Something's wrong. He doesn't understand. There's 43 terutzim exactly. Why the Eibishter gave him the money? There's no such kasher. But that meshdat that has to understand. And this is really why I wanted to mention this last week, but again, as I mentioned before, my time management is quite poor. There was a mitzvah that I wanted to talk about, and I wanted to finish this thought with this idea, this mitzvah, which is really a mitzvah that we say twice a day. It's a mitzvah in Parshas Veschanan. Two times a day we say a mitzvah that we should all ask ourselves, how in the world can we have there be such a mitzvah? And the mitzvah is V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha. There's a mitzvah, love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, there's also a mitzvah V'yahavta L'racha Kamoicha, but that mitzvah has ma'asim to it. That mitzvah is the pshat. A person has to do things for his chava. What is Ahavas Hashem? We don't. V'yahavta L'racha Kamoicha is not demanding of an emotion. But Avas Hashem is demanding an emotion. How do you demand an emotion? How could there be a mitzvah on an emotion? It's a pelagic question. All the Rishonim ask. I need the chinuch. The last chelik of the chinuch. So this question begs: how in the world could there be a mitzvah to demand love? What do you mean love? I don't love. How could there be a mitzvah on an emotion? This question is a question that's timat mefurish in the Rashi and the Parsha. And it's mefurish in the Rambam. It's mefurish in the Rambam in two places. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. And the Rambam in Yisodei Sefer. The Rambam tells us a very interesting thing. You want to know how to come to Avos Hashem? I'm going to paraphrase the Rambam. If a person looks at the Bria, and he sees how small he is compared to anything in the Bria Michigan. He sees the awesomeness of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's done. He's afraid. This is the most awesome thing in the world. You look at the Bria, the world that's there. You drive up to the mountains, you see the trees, the mountains, the rivers, the sun, the it's unbelievable. The stars. You go out in the middle of the night in the summer. You look at the stars. It's Oyim v'Nayru. That's fear. I mean, this is such an awesome being. And then, look, the Rambam. And then a person realizes, and look how much he does for little old me. And the Rambam says, "Miyadu Oyav." Immediately, a person comes to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Does haste, how does a person come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zok the Rambam? He looks at the Bria. If you look at the Bria, you see the Bria, you see Niflois HaBayre, there's love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi takes a different tact. Rashi says, Shteit v'hoyu advara ma'ela. All these things have to be on your heart. So the Rambam, so the Rashi, Rambam's referring to the pasuk. Rashi says, if you'll have these things on your heart and you'll look into the Torah, you'll be makir in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you'll love Him. So kum techois, there are two ways to come to what is called avas Hashem. And if you look at the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam clearly says both. There's the Chol Torah about it. Why does he say both over there? Because we say for our mitzvahs is to specifically to men and to the Noshim. They wanted the Yad to be for everybody. So the Noshim can't come through Torah. They don't have the mitzvahs on the Torah. So they can't come through the Torah. So mainly he only spoke about the Bria. And it's very interesting. Shema Yisrael is a Hakadovah to Shema Yisrael. What's the Hakadovah to Shema Yisrael? We say two brachas. What are the two brachas? What are the two brachas? There's Yoytze, Ma'iris, and there's Avaram. Very interesting. Yoytze, Ma'iris, there's not one Bakosha in Yoytze, Ma'iris. All it describes is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's grandeur. Say the please. Thank you. And if you look at Avaram, Avaram is talking about what? Talmud Torah. Avinu Avarachim, Avarachim, Rachim, Alev, Sedim, Ben, Avinu, Lohavim, Lohas, Lishma, Lulma, Lulama, Lishma, Velasim, Lekhaim, Lishkol, Dibri, Samad, Tersef, Abiyahava. Tosu Reb Shat. There are two ways to come to Avos Hashem. Shema Yisrael, the first parasha of Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Zomach Shemayim and Avos Hashem. How are we makdim that? Two ways. Yoytzer HaMa'iris and Avarel. But men should know, we have a bakosha in our tefillah, that we should come to Avos HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Talmud Torah. That's the bakosha in Avarel. That's Avos Hashem. If you look in the Psuka de Zimra, of Shabbos morning, you find that the first Kapitel Tehillim that we discuss specifically on Shabbos is Kapitel Yutes. L'matzeach Mizmor L'David Hashomayim Misachrim Kvoy Keilu Masa Yodav Magen Arakiyah. What is that talking about? The heavens bespeak the beauty, the kovei, the grandeur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoyim L'yoyim Yabiyah Oymav L'ayel L'ayel L'chabadas Einam V'ein V'arvei L'shmo Koylam L'chol Orch Yosakavim Vaiter Vaiter until the 8th possible. All talking about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Mamash Olde Bria. All of a sudden, the 8th Pasuk, Teres Hashem, Temima, Mishivas Nafesh, Eves Hashem, Nehmona Mach, Kivas Pesach, Tikud, Hashem, Yisram, Sam, Chim, Leif. That's what happened back in Torah. What state in Rashi? Also through the Torah, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's God. That's what state in Rashi and tell him. It's not Unzis, but it's the 8th Pasuk. Those are the Pshat, the first 7th Sukkim, are the Teva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are the Bria of Teva. And in the degree of Teva, you can see Avos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can see the Godness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the Noch, the 7th Sukkim, comes the 8th Pasuk, Pasuk Lamayla Min HaTeva, which is the Torah. Which is the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us, that we specifically have a unique facility for Avos Hashem. And by the way, this is not unrelated to the fact that we spoke about, if you remember, we spoke about the Balaturim that said that there are two Pesukim that have 28 Oisus and 7 words. And those 7 words, Dosedoch, in the Bria, to be Mailet Lamayla. One's a hakdama to Bria Sa'olam, and one is a hakdama to Matan Torah, to the Luchos. Thus, the Pshat, the two ways to come to Avos Hashem, the two ways to recognize Avos Hashem, is through the Bria and through Torah. And now, I'd like to share with you, which perhaps does put a little bit of what we spoke about in there, somewhat into context. That's how a person gets Avos Hashem. That's how a person... Let's say the answer to the question is, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu demand an emotion? He doesn't demand an emotion. He demands that we look to engender within ourselves the emotion. And there are two ways. Through the Bria and through the Torah. And it's a chiyuv. Could you imagine? Twice a day we say, V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, V'chol Levavcha, V'chol Nefeshecha. A very basic mitzvah. Very basic. There's no other mitzvah we describe twice a day. And this is the mitzvah. That's Avos Hashem. How is a person mevatel the mitzvah of Avos Hashem? So if you want to know how to be mevatel the mitzvah, you have to look at the chinuch. The chinuch will tell us how you mekayim the mitzvah and how you mevatel the mitzvah. Mitzvah tof yud ches. Lav Hashem Yisborach. The oiver al zeh. How is a person oiver on the ahaftas Hashem alikah? The koiveya machshavoisa v'inyonim hagashvi. If a person is koiveya his machshava on physical, material things, ubehavlei ha'olam l'shaloi l'shem shamayim. If a person is koiveya his machshava, if his daily life is a day that his machshava is kavua in inyonim gashmiim shaloi l'shem shamayim. Rakli his aneg bohem, just for his own enjoyment, levad, oy lahasid kovod o ilamazeh, or to get himself kovod. A koyev lahad b'shmoy, a person has a desire to make himself more godel, to be magdal l'shem. Loy l'chavon l'hetiv l'toyv, not to be able to be mated by other people. Ulechazek yidei ha'yishovim. Batel asei zu. He was mevatel, bitel asei zu. The oyn shoy godel. Those are the words of the chinuch. Rav Voisa, I read this chinuch 2 weeks ago, and it's a frightening thought. From the most basic tenets in Judaism, the chinuch is telling us, if a person's machshava is for his own enjoyment, and how much more pleasure I'm going to get from this world, and how much money I'm going to amass, and what kind of house I'm going to build, and what kind of car I'm going to drive, and what kind of suit I'm going to wear, for me, he's mevatel the mitzvah of Yahavtas Hashem Elokech. Aser to Aser. Aser to Aser is the mitzvah. Take Maaseh, not that you should get rich, that you should get rich to be able to give more Maaseh. That's what the Gra is telling us. The Gra is telling us that we have to look at everyone else as a brother, and we have to look at ourselves as one unit. And when we look at ourselves that way, fakert, even if we'll be involved in Gashmis, but now our involvement in Gashmis is lehekiv lachem. Our involvement in Gashmis is to be ma'ilei kavod shamayim. If a person's involved in Gashmis in that way, fakert, he's ma'ilei Gashmis to be a ruchni. But if a person's koiveya machshavoyso b'inyonim ha'gashmim b'havlei ha'olam shalom l'shem shamayim, bitel aseizu v'oyt shagod l'rachmona l'tzlan, v'shatak abizoychach, to see yimika ma'shem tziya, yimika ma'seho, at the end of last week's Haftarah, Yosem Ibar Ke Aiden, Orvasa Kigan Hashem, Sosem Mesuki, Motzeva, Toyda Bekal Zimra, and we should be Zoichet to see Tzian, Bemishpat Yipadim Shabbat Slav.